What's going on, y'all? What's going on? They tripping over here. I was trying to go live on Instagram too, but it ain't letting me. I'm supposed to be prepping for season two of the Core Plane podcast, and I am. I am. Actually, I just closed. I just got my keys to my new studio, so I'm excited about that. So season two is coming up. So anybody if y'all listening, if you reached out to me to be a guest on the Core Queen podcast and I have not responded, I promise you, I am not ignoring you. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just really busy getting transitioned to the new studio and getting it built out and all that stuff. So please bear with me. Y'all, I had to come on here because I was like, you know what? I need to talk to the people. I need some input. I need some advice. I need some help with some stuff. You know, it's a lot going on. And I've been having these conversations with people. And I wanted to get some feedback because people have been giving me different responses. And I don't want to act off of emotion. And I don't want to act off of their opinion about anything. So I was trying to come on here. I was trying to figure out, like, how do I approach this conversation with the people? How do I get them to give me some feedback on it without giving too much information? Because I don't want, you know, put people's business out there like that. But it's always, and I'm not going to be on here long, so I just wanted y'all to know that. But I really, really do want y'all advice on some stuff. So it's really hard to have certain conversations with people sometimes when it comes to matters of the heart, right? So some people have like a blanket type of reaction or response to these types of conversations. Hey, Danica, I'm so glad you're here because I definitely need your input. But when it comes to matters of the heart, when it comes to your friends, your family, really close relative, stuff like that, like, it's hard to navigate that without overstepping your boundaries and understanding, like, do they just want to vent? Do they really want my advice? Are they gonna stay? Are they gonna leave? Like, it's hard to figure out how to go into these conversations. So I'm going to talk in hypotheticals, and then I want y'all to help me out here, okay? And I might share a screenshot. I might. I'm not sure if I'm going to share the screenshot yet, okay? I might share it. I don't know yet. I'm battling with myself about the screenshot. We might get there. Hey, Drina. Drina, you know, we know you're going to find out. You're going to tell me something. So, Drina, like, I'm trying to figure out. Because I know, like, some people have this blanket approach when it comes to, if somebody comes to them with a problem, when it comes to their relationship, some people will be like, you know what? I'm just let you vent. I ain't saying nothing. Look, whatever you choose to do is on you. And then some people will be like all the way in, giving all the advice that, like, you may want, may not want. You don't know. Like, at the time, you're emotional, so you just don't know what to do. You're erratic at the time, so you don't really know how to approach this thing. But some people are gonna come in and they like, bitch, you better leave, bitch this, bitch that, like, you this, that, and the third. Like, they coming in full throttle. They ain't holding no punches. They going in. So I'm trying to figure out how to approach this situation without offending, without getting my damn emotions involved with it, without me feeling some type of way. If, like, say, let's say, for instance, I give my opinion and I don't agree with the person going back to the guy. Maybe I don't agree with it. And then they do go back to the guy. And now I feel some type of way about the guy. But now I got to be around the guy. How do I navigate that? So I'm really struggling with trying to figure out how to do this. Like, how do y'all approach these types of situations? Do you give your opinion? Do you just let the person vent? Do you bring up like any, maybe they came to you before? Do you bring up like run down what the person has said or done to them before? And like remind them of why you may or may not, they may or may not want to deal with that person anymore? Like, I don't know. And I really want to share this screenshot with y'all. I do, but I don't know. I don't want nobody to be in their feelings if I share it. Because the screenshot in a nutshell is the person was reaching out to the guy. The guy wasn't responding. So the girl, I guess, was being super emotional at the time. So she decided to say something that would get him to respond. And he did respond. So now she's happy. But is it like, I mean, is it real? So Danica says, I'll just ask in the conversation, how am I needed? Do you need to vent or seeking advice? That's a good one. That's a good one, because unsolicited advice is probably never a good thing. Just do it, Kim. What do you mean by just do it? Just do what? I think different friends go to different people for different different outcomes. I think people feel very open to come to me to vent. For you, I think people come to you because they know you know how to get results. You're the core queen. Hello. And that's the hard part, because I don't want to ruin the relationship, and I don't want them to like come to me and think that I'm the answer. Like, I want you to come with your own decision. I don't want to be the person making the decision for you. I agree with Danica. Ask, is this venting session or you want my opinion? Yeah, I agree with that. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Because like, and it's not like this is the first time. So, oh, you want me to share the screenshot? I might share the screenshot. I don't know, y'all, because it's so wild that the way that the conversation went, like what she said to him, like she was trying to get his attention and he just wasn't responding. And then what she said that got him to respond is like, here we go again. Like, ain't this what you like been complaining about the whole time? Like, you can't, I don't know. I'm not the friend to support foolishness, so they know I'm going to be encouraging, direct, and or silent. Okay. So what happens if you have a friend that comes to you? What happens if you're the kind of friend that's like, oh no, I'm going to say it that way. The friend that come to you and they like, no, you stupid. I can't believe you still dealing with this nigga. Like, why would you do this? Like, would you be more prone to continue to open up to them, or would you shut down? Because, you know, some people, you know, respond differently in that type of situation. And I know some people think the tough love thing is effective. And sometimes it could be, I ain't coming to you no more. I know I can't talk to you no more, so I'm not even coming. So I'm not doing it. You know, I don't know. So the screenshot might make this go viral because of what's in it. Woo, child. Hold on, let me look at it again. Let me see. Let me read it. Let me read it right quick and see if it's for public consumption. I don't know, y'all. Kenny, you trying to make me do some bad stuff. You're a bad influence, my friend. Tough love for me is not the most effective for me. See, that, and you know what, Drina? That's what I'm saying. Because some people can't handle that kind of response. Like I feel like you're mad at me, and I'm just coming to you for support. And now you're dragging me. Yeah, he did this. Yeah, he said that. Yeah, I get it. But I didn't come over here for you to be beating me down about it. I came over here for you to help me. Either I came over here for you to just listen, or I came over here because I'm upset. Like, and I don't know what to do, but I'm not really asking you for an answer. I'm just really here for you to listen. I registered constructive solutions or support better than I told you. So, yeah, Yeah, EJ, come on now, you be preaching because you're so smart. You know you're so smart. Yeah, because the whew. So I was told that a person who gives you feedback in a very abrasive way when it comes to relationships, that they're jealous of you. Y'all agree with that? Tough love is the best love. It's genuine, not fake. You don't want to be friends with a groupie. Yeah, but I don't think you have to be. I always say that honesty without empathy is brutality. So you can be honest with me and you can love me from a space where you just really want me to get it. But when it comes to matters of the heart, it's really hard to put those two things, to put the tough and the love together. It's really hard to put those two things together because most of the time people, when they come to you about a situation that has to do with their heart, they not really hearing you because they so deep in it. They can't see it. So if they come out swinging, I'm going to be like, damn, how long you been holding this in? Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm saying, Misty. Because at that point, you, like you said, you hard enough on yourself. You don't need the tough stuff. So at that, because at that point, I'm coming to you because I'm already feeling like shit. I already feel like I'm probably not making the right decision. I really don't know what to do, but I just need a support system right now. You like dragging me through the mud. First of all, to be honest with you, I don't even think anything works. I think the best thing is just listening, because at the end of the day, the person is going to decide what they're going to do anyway, no matter what you say to them. If you love and care about the person, no need to be harsh. I could never be nasty to my friend. I would be reminding her how much she is worth. Come on, Lisa. Come on now. Exactly. Yeah. So, I don't know, y'all. I don't know if I can share the screenshot. Child, Lord have mercy, Jesus. So I'm gonna give you a little background on the screenshot, okay? So my friend was sharing with me the conversation that she was having with her friend, with the guy. And they had a falling out or whatever. So she's sending me the message. And I'm like, well, no, I asked her to send me the message because I was like, well, what's going on? Why are you not, like, what are you saying? Because you're mad that he's not responding to you. So what are you saying to him? Because maybe you're saying something that's making him not want to respond. So I'm just trying to be realistic. I don't know. So she sends me the screenshot and I'm like, oh, okay. So he responded to that, but not to that. But then she tells me, no, we had a conversation, because I'm like, well, in the screenshot, it looks like y'all talked. And she's like, yeah, we had a conversation, but I still wasn't satisfied with the conversation and what he said. I'm like, oh, okay. But the next response you get is like, oh, you can respond to that, but you couldn't respond to the other stuff? I don't know, y'all. But I don't be wanting to overstep my bounds, so I don't say nothing. I'm just like, unless she asks me. I don't know. Because she like, y'all, she's like really adamant about getting married. And I am trying to be as supportive as possible, but I had to like kind of break it down. Like, yo, I don't think he's going to propose to you ever. And I really just don't. Like, he hasn't mentioned anything about wanting to be married to her or anybody else. He's literally living the life that he wants to live with her without having to be married. They've been together for a long time. They have kids. They bought a house. So it's like, why would he need to be married again? What would be the reason? But that's, she's like, that's what I want. I want to get married. I'm like, but he don't want to get married. He don't want to. I don't know. It ain't like he young. He in his 50s. Depending on the state. But she wants a ring. She wants the ceremony, the dress. She wants everything. She wants a wedding. She wants to be married. She is frustrated. And I'm like, I told you not to get with this old ass nigga. She didn't want to listen to me. I'm trying to tell her. But yeah. So yeah, I'm glad y'all gave me some good feedback. And no, I'm not gonna share a screenshot because now I've been told all this, so she's gonna know I'm talking about her. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, y'all. One thing I did wanna I wanted to talk about something else because I know that this happens in their relationship as well. Look, she should just throw herself a party. Need to find someone that's going to give her that right away, man. I've been telling her this for the past 10 years. And yes, I said 10. 10. And it's probably been 15. I'm being generous. Yeah. I just don't know too many 50 plus year old men racing to the altar. I don't. I hate that for her too, because she's such a great person. She really is. But what my grandma used to say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You can't change no grown person at all about something, nor should you want to. I know that's right. I don't want a man I have to convince. Come on now. I don't either. You either know I'm that this shit or I'm not, or you don't. I don't care. If you don't know, I know. And somebody else gonna know. Next. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Yeah, so another thing that I wanted to get advice from y'all on, when it comes to relationships and it comes to fighting, having arguments. I had this conversation the other day because I believe that if you are in a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with somebody, when you're arguing with someone, you have to have rules of engagement. You have to have boundaries because, I mean, if you're trying to preserve that relationship, right? Like, I can't engage into an argument or a disagreement with you and try to chop your head off, like go for the jugular, like trying to kill you with my words. Then, like, I don't think that's productive, right? Because there's some things that you can't come back from. So if we arguing, it has to be something put in place to where we know, okay, we can't hit below that belt because you know that's gonna really hurt. And so do y'all feel that way? Like, do y'all get in arguments and just go at it and it don't matter, and then y'all just like, oh, we were just mad, oh, you know, it was just the heat of the moment, I ain't need it. Like, how do y'all go about arguing in a relationship? Or it's just rules out the window. You hurt my feelings. I'm going to say whatever I want to say. I don't know. Because I don't operate like that. Because I don't care if it's family, whoever. Like, if you say something that I don't feel like I can come back from, we could be in the same room. But I ain't going to ever talk to you again. Exactly, Ramona. You don't hurt people you love. And if you feel like, definitely the girl of your tongue, if you feel like you're not capable of engaging in those types of conversations without attacking somebody, you need to go seek help, because that's a problem with you. There's something in you that needs to be fixed, that needs to be addressed, that needs to be healed. Because normally you don't just lash out on people like that if it's not something really that going on. I don't argue like that with friends ever. Exactly. Like, you can't, there's no way that you can argue with somebody like that and you call them your friend. Something that was under, you've been waiting, like Drina said earlier, you've been waiting to say it. It's been something that's just been brewing. Yeah, you may need to give it time to cool, because everybody wasn't raised with intellectually honest conflict resolution skills. Like, everybody don't know how to do that. they some people grew up where it's, you say something, I'm gonna punch you in your face. So Dreams, I hate arguing, will completely shut down. If we can't talk through it, then you aren't the person I need to be talking to. Yeah, Dreams, I already know you're gonna shut down, child. Sometimes things are too hot to handle at the moment. Absolutely. And two people yelling is not gonna fix it. We gotta like, okay, somebody gotta walk away or cool off or something. If your anger is more satisfying than the love of that person to hurt them with your words, then you know what's up and where they really stand. Ooh. Mm. EJ, you don't be coming on here spending all this knowledge. You be spending some knowledge, EJ. You ain't lying though. Yeah. And that need to satisfy that, whatever that is, like you said, the anger or whatever it is that at the moment you just have to be right. You like I gotta tear you down, chop you down. Man, that's a problem. Bullets have been in the chamber sometime that we are unaware. Yep, they've been waiting to just unleash it. They've been waiting to say it. They've been waiting to attack you with it. They was waiting for that moment. You just gave them a chance. And some people really are like still operating from like a child standpoint, like from an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, wherever their trauma was initiated as a kid. And they don't know how to have conversations with people without hurting them. Like they don't know how to do it. I used to use my words because I couldn't match his hand. But now being in that process of healing, I could never do that again. My God, my goodness, Lisa, that's terrible. That's a horrible place to be in. Narcissistic people, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. A to the men, McCullough. Yep, there you go. I'll never allow it again. Yep. People with no conflict resolution skills. Yep, they really out here just... You'll see it all the time on social media. They will be on here. You could say this something, and it doesn't even really require the type of response that you get. And they like going off. And you're like, you know what? Never mind. Something is wrong. You need to go get some help because I'm not doing this with you today. You angry about something else. And it ain't got nothing to do with me. Yeah, it's sad. But yeah, I know that back in the day, I mean, when I tell you, I used to cut men down with my tongue. Boy, you say one thing to me, it's over with. I'm going in and it's over. It's like, but that's because I was unhappy, unhealed, just angry, couldn't figure out what was wrong. Like it was just, I just was not happy with myself, with life, with none of that. And I'm like, I can't believe I used to talk to men like that. That's crazy. Ain't nobody punch my teeth out. That's wild. I just asked God for a holy hush. Listen. There's a scripture that tells us to study to be quiet. Listen. Because sometimes you just be like, you know what? It's not even worth it. It's not even worth the confrontation, the confusion. No, just, you know what? I ain't saying nothing. I ain't even gonna say nothing. That's it. That's the root. It usually never has anything to do with you. You're just the nearest target, and there's already one, two, and three. Exactly. And so, EJ, I'm glad you said that because that is going to bring up the last thing that I want to talk about. And that is, and it kind of connects to the first thing we talked about. When it comes to like people in relationships and having issues with maybe those types of issues, like arguing and disrespect and all that, and you know that person is not healed, but you have already talked to your family or friends about this person and told them the things that they said, and now your friends and family don't like that person. How do you as a unit with your family and friends and your person grow past that, because that person is now working on themselves, they're actions are showing that they're trying to be different, or they're going to be different, or they are different, but your family and friends only see what they did in the past. How do you get past that? Like, how do you integrate those people again to move past it? People hurt people close to them because they believe they can get away with it because you're close and they don't think that person will cut them off. Now, that's the truth. That is the truth. It's the easiest target. You're right there. You're going to get it. Yeah, Dreamer. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I know, like, the old saying is to keep your business in the house. Don't tell nobody what's going on in the house. And that's easy to say that, but when you're going through stuff, everybody wants to vent to somebody. But in that, the backlash is the people you vent to may not forgive the person like you forgive them. Yeah, don't tell everybody your relationship business. I learned not to bring my family to my relationship drama. You can't share those specific moments. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm learning the hard way. Because it's hard for your family to look past the stuff that they did or you heard that they did, or you know, so trying to rebuild those relationships is like never tell family negative things about your spouse ever. Have maybe one friend who also has a healthy relationship. That's a good one. Yeah. You have to vent to those who simply listen. Yep. And that goes back to the first one. So if I'm venting like that, like literally most of the time, I feel like that's normally what people want anyway. They're not asking you your opinion. They just want you to listen. That's it. They don't want you to tell them what they should do, what they shouldn't do. They just want you to listen. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think the not sharing certain things with your family and friends is something that we all have to learn. And hopefully, you know, the person that did all the fucked up shit will actually prove the people wrong, or prove that they have changed, prove that they have grown, prove that they are willing to put in the work to fix everything and build and grow from there. Drina said, I always follow the lead of my friend in the relationship. If they rocking with the person, as long as it's safe, I'm rolling. That, and you know what, Drina? Most of the time, when you have friends and family that respond that way, those are the ones you are more comfortable sharing things with anyway. Because you know that it's safe to share the information with them, and you know that they're just to listen. They're not judging you. None of that. Not gonna lie, when it gets repetitive and they keep repeating the same mistake, it's annoying. So it's hard on the listener's end. And I agree with that too. So, and I think most of the time, like if you're with somebody that continuously does some of the same things and you're repeating these same things to those people, the people that are the listeners, most of the time are not gonna listen anymore anyway. They'll be like, nope, I don't wanna hear it. Nope, leave me alone. Emotional intelligence, we all have to learn it and accept that there's levels to it. Yes, indeed. Yeah. My sister said, at 46, I listen, not to judge. I'm just here for support. Yep, she's the best. She's the best. Yeah. Because like I think Misty said earlier, most of the time we're already being hard on ourselves anyway. So we coming to you, it's really out of desperation, to be honest with you, because you're like, you really don't know what to do. You don't know how to handle it. You're like, here we go again. What do I do? So, yeah. No. But listen, y'all, I told y'all I needed some help. I needed some advice. I like coming on live. I don't have the time to do it all the time. I'm super busy. But I do want to just let y'all know again that I am transitioning to my podcast studio. So I hopefully I'll be back with my episodes in the next 2 weeks. I have everything over there. If you know anybody that has a podcast that needs space that they want to rent out, I do have some additional spaces in my new building that they can rent out. You can just hit me up. I'll have all that stuff out soon so they can go to the website, wherever, to book and do whatever they need to do. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Lisa, yeah, sometimes you just need to release. You gotta get it out because you're gonna dry yourself crazy. And one of the biggest things with that, Lisa, is getting that out, because if you're in a relationship with somebody that maybe it may be a toxic relationship, what you're getting in that relationship may be the only thing that you're getting. So you talking to somebody else about it is maybe the only way to get other input, is to be like, okay, am I crazy? Am I loop? Like, is it me? Can you please just help me and give me something that I can really grasp onto? Because I don't know if I'm going crazy or if I really need to change something. Learn from each other, each one teach one. As melanated brothers and sisters, we have to simply put and have more value for each other, especially man and woman. Absolutely. Yes. And have a little more grace for each other. We're so hard on each other. Jeez. So I think it's very important to have somebody that you can vent to, release to, because you never know what that person on the other end is pouring into that person, to where they're running to you to get something out because they don't know if they're going crazy or not. Has to be the right person, friend, family member. Absolutely. I agree. Definitely has to be. And that comes with trial and error. Sometimes you think that a friend is a good fit to vent to, and you have to learn the hard way that, oh shit, oh, that ain't their role. Gotta stop that. Because some people are more forgiving than others. And some people just completely take themselves out of the situation so they don't even, you know, they just stay neutral. It is what it is, whatever you rocking with. Like somebody said earlier, Drina said earlier, I'm rocking with you. If that's what you're doing, we good. And I'm gonna stay out of it. If that's the way you wanna go, unless it's like, well, even I was gonna say, unless it's like physical, but even with that, that's really sensitive. You really gotta stay out of that, because shit, you've been got yourself hurt. Yep, show some grace, because what I'm finding is that a lot of people are very judgmental even after they've been through some of the same stuff. I'm like, And I know that we wanna help prevent people from going through the same things that we went through, but it's kind of hard. Like sometimes you just gotta let people go what they go through, give some advice here and there, listen, let them vent, and let them make their own mistakes, because trying to stop them from doing something could cause a wedge between you and make it to where it's like, I ain't coming back over there. Nope, I ain't coming back over there. So yeah, we gotta show some grace, y'all. Look, I was going to jump on here for a quick second because I just wanted some help. Oh, shit, what did I just do? Oh, Lord, don't let me mess up the thing. I just wanted some quick advice on that, and I appreciate y'all. You know, I might do this a little more often. Come on, holler at y'all for a minute. If y'all are on my lives weekly, anytime you see me posting anything about going live on my podcast, I really, 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 really would appreciate it if y'all watched it on YouTube, because YouTube is extremely difficult to get monetized on. Extremely difficult. So the more you watch, the more hours I can get. I got to get 3,000 watch hours. So please go over to YouTube. It's not, the subscriptions is great, but they don't, I mean, I've already, you only need 1,000 subscribers to get monetized on YouTube. I already got 200,000. So that part is easy. I need 3,000 watch hours. So please, y'all, watch everything that I post live or any videos. If you could just go over to YouTube and watch them for me, I really would appreciate it. Lisa said, it's like an addict. You can't get them to get clean until they're ready. And same with a person. Yep, in a bad relationship. You're right, because love is what? The biggest addiction. So it's literally like you're addicted to the person or the energy or the whatever it is. So you are absolutely right. Until they're ready, keep, take your hands off of it, love on them, support them, let them vent, do whatever they need to do, because until they're ready, it's not going to happen anyway, no matter what you say. From the outside looking in, you can only do so much. Be a friend and be a good family member. Yeah, because we see something totally different than what they see. And also, we're not experiencing the relationship, so we don't know. We might only see the bad. So you don't know like what's going on in the relationship, so just being supportive is what it's all about, for real, for real. Yeah, EJ, YouTube, whoosh. Listen, let me tell you, YouTube is something serious. Yeah. And when I say 3,000 watch hours, that means 60 minutes is one watch hour. And you got to do it within three, you got to do it within a year. So every year it resets. Ooh, child. Yeah, every year it resets. It's ridiculous. So, but yeah, y'all keep your girl in your prayers because, yeah, I don't even want to tear nobody's relationship down. But sometimes I'll be like, girl, girl, that man ain't going to marry you. I love her to pieces now. I do. I love her to pieces. She's one of my dearest friends. But I just want her to know. After about 15 years, you ain't even engaged, baby. Let it go. Let it go. You gotta let it go. Well, I appreciate y'all for coming on here with me. I'm sleepy. I got so much work to do with this studio. I gotta get it painted. I gotta get the furniture moved in. I gotta get all the equipment moved in. And I'm tired. So I'm about to go lay down. Relax, and I will let y'all know when I'm gonna go live again on here, because I'm sure my life is crazy. I'm sure somebody gonna come up with some more crazy stuff I need y'all help with. So y'all just stay tuned for it, and y'all make sure you tell your folks to tune in to the Core Queen podcast every week, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are live with my guests. I'm going to try to go live more this way so I can talk to y'all directly. You know, just check your girl out. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Watch as many videos as you can. You can put them on mute. Just let them ride out. Just let them play all day, every day. Just let the videos play so I can give them a watch hours and YouTube quit playing in my face. But yeah, I appreciate y'all. I really, really do. Good to see, thank you, sis. Like I said, good to see you. Like I can see you. I haven't talked to my grandbaby today, but I'm definitely going to check on her with her little pretty self. And I'm excited to go see her this weekend. I'm going to go see my little baby and spoil her rotten. But y'all know how to find me all over the place. If you need a fitness coach, a nutritionist, anybody to help you undig your back, I'm your girl. I'm the Core Queen. Y'all know what I like to do. I like to help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape, and spend without spending hours a day in the gym. Hit your girl up. I got some new payment plans too. So if you think I'm too expensive, I have payment plans, y'all. I got payment plans. I will hook you up. All you gotta do, schedule a consultation with me. Y'all know how to find me. I am the Core Queen, and I'm out, y'all. I'll check y'all out next week.